this is going back a lot further than us, but a lot of people learnt to swim in the canal. Our grandfather, who was born in about 1880, he used to swim in the canal, and he used to tell a story, didn't he, about swimming in the canal with his brothers, because there were 10 brothers who lived together, and swimming in the canal and thinking that one of his brothers was swimming beside him, and he looked and it was an otter. It wasn't a brother at all. And that, whether it's a true story or not, I don't know, but that has gone down in the annals of the yes. family. Mum used to love that story. So.
And you see, when we first came here, there were locked gates on there, weren't there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm. And the amount of people that used to dive off the locks there into the... I never was that brave, even though
you
I was
had
quite,
to be brave.
Yes.
You had to be brave.
But the nets for swimming... Mm. So many people used to walk down on a nice day.
Well, they still do. Oh, no.
But we used to have, in the, it must have been about the 80s, 70s, 80s, when they used to have the raft race.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember.
Which was great fun. Everybody used to make rafts and bring them all the way down the canal. And they had to negotiate under the bridge, because the bridge halfway down is quite a special bridge. It's a rolling bridge. And I think it's only one, there's only one left, or one other left in the world. So it's quite a special thing, and it's listed now. Oh, man, we used to get into trouble, didn't we? Because where we lived, there was a way of getting to that bridge through the Elms, which was a big house owned by Glaxo. And if you sneaked through the field and got over the gate... You could get to the railway bridge and we could cross the canal, even though we weren't supposed to.
And I was such a stupid girl. I used to pretend that...
You were a ballet dancer.
Yeah, on the actual strut.
I never
over
did that.
Over the canal. How stupid.
I was very sensible. I never did that.